I'm Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate once in the morning and once at night as a great way to really explore the benefits of meditation, which are truly countless. And today we'll be looking at medical research and a new study talking about the benefits of meditation for people struggling with hypertension and high blood pressure. This week's podcast is being sponsored by Sleep Phones, which are wonderful earphones that you can wear while you're sleeping and not wake up with earaches, because they are so comfortable that if you do fall asleep by meditating or lying down at night, you won't wake up with an earache. It's pretty wonderful. I encourage you to check out the website. It's www.sleepphones.com/puff. That's sleepphones.com/puff. Today I want to talk about blood pressure. First, what is blood pressure? If I may use an analogy to illustrate, think of your garden hose. And if you were able to apply more pressure to the water in the hose, the pressure on the walls that are holding the water in would get tighter and tighter. And if you kept applying more pressure, ultimately it would bust and the water would leak out. That's what happens when a person has a stroke. One of their veins or arteries in their brain basically pops, and the blood leaks out into their brain and they have a stroke. Same way with the heart. If there's a lot of pressure on the heart, too much pressure, and it can really damage the heart and be really unhealthy. So blood pressure, many people call it the silent killer, because when your blood pressure is higher, you don't feel it. You don't have really or very few side effects, but what can often happen is you have a stroke or a heart attack, and then it's too late. So it's really considered the kind of the silent killer, and many, many people have high blood pressure. There are two numbers associated with blood pressure. The first one is systolic. That's the higher number. It has to do with the blood pressure generated when the heart contracts. The second number is a diastolic. And that's the number related to when the heart relaxes, and it's a lower number. Good range for heart, range you really want to shoot for is about 120, and the lower number should be about 80. So when you go to the doctor and he or she does your blood pressure, that's the range you're looking for. There's obviously a range that you can go above and beyond that, but you want to be around 120 and not above 140. And not below 90 on the high range, the systolic. And on the diastolic, the lower number, again, you want to shoot for 80. Going above 90 is kind of borderline, and going below 60 is not good for you either. High or low blood pressure can be brought on by a variety of factors, but I think an important one for us here to learn about is that of stress. If you're under a lot of stress, your blood pressure may go up. So keeping the stress intact is a really healthy way of keeping your heart and your blood pressure in a good range. If I can use myself as an example, high blood pressure definitely runs in my family. I'm not sure if I shared it on other episodes, but two of my uncles and my grandfather all died of heart disease at the age I'm at right now. So years ago, I bought myself a blood pressure machine just to test my own blood pressure on a regular basis to make sure it's in a good range. And I just tested it just before recording this podcast, and it was 122 over 78, which is about where you're supposed to be. And it's not like I'm not under stress right now, because in a few weeks, Elizabeth and my show, the Holistic Success Show, is headed to national TV on Fit TV. I'm looking forward to having you guys watch us there besides the web. And obviously there's a lot to do for that. So there's been a bit of stress in the last few weeks getting ready for that. And I was glad to see that my blood pressure is still in a very healthy, normal range. But you may be thinking, well, Dr. Puff, you do a lot of things to stay healthy. You exercise, you eat right, you try to keep your weight down, which are all good, and I encourage you to do them too. So perhaps it's not meditating which is helping you with your blood pressure, but all these other things. And you may be right, and I encourage you to do them. However, there's been at least 107 studies done on how meditation helps to reduce high blood pressure. And there's a new one that just came out again. I'd like to talk about that one. It was done by researchers from the University of Kentucky, and they looked at pre and post effects of meditating on people's blood pressure. And what they found was, after practicing meditation, that, remember that high range systolic one that I talked about? It was lowered by 4.7 points, and the diastolic, the lower one, was lowered by 3.2 points on average by these people who were taught to meditate that had not been meditating before. And that's pretty important, because if the studies are showing that meditation can help reduce high blood pressure, and high blood pressure is truly an epidemic around the world, meditating can be very helpful to keep your health healthy. There are, of course, medications that you can take to reduce your high blood pressure, but they are costly and they may have side effects. There are no side effects to meditation, except for all the good ones like peace of mind, relaxation, very enjoyable, less stress, an overall feeling of well-being, just to name a few. And it's free. You can do it anywhere, anytime, and I think you'll really like it. So, I mean, obviously you're listening to this podcast because you want to learn more about meditation. In every third podcast, I talk about the medical benefits of meditation and how it can really help you to be healthy and fit. High blood pressure truly affects many people all over the world. Maybe someone you know and love has high blood pressure. Why not let them, even in conjoint with their medication, start meditating as a way to reduce that, so that perhaps they can be on less medication or perhaps no medication with time. There are many things you can do to keep your heart healthy and fit, to keep your blood pressure down, and meditation is one of those. I really encourage you to meditate as a way to stay healthy, as a way to stay fit, and to keep that heart of yours in a really safe, good place throughout the rest of your life. Peace.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.